This podcast is presented by Chicago Sports Nation. Chicago Sports Nation, enhancing your Chicago sports fan experience. Welcome to White Sox Nation Podcast, which is brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure you get that all new and improved Lawnmower 4.0 at manscaped.com and use our code CHI, C-H-I. You'll get 20% off plus free shipping. And trust me, Lance, the Manscaped 4.0 lawnmower will do justice for you and you'll feel like a brand new man after using it. So today on the White Sox Nation Podcast, we're going to take a look at this week's past games, gives our take on them. We're going to talk about how maybe the White Sox skid is maybe a little concerning and what the White Sox needed to do to get back on their winning ways. We're going to talk about more trade prospects for us just because as the trade deadline is approaching and the White Sox need more reinforcements, I think the White Sox are going to be heavy buyers at the trade deadline, and we'll explain why. And also, we're going to be talking about how the injuries are just piling on the White Sox and why this team has been able to survive and still be in first place with, as of today, 5 of the 9 starters out, including a bullpen piece. So with that being said, let's go right into the action. This past week, the White Sox had two series, a two-game set with the Pittsburgh Pirates and a three-game set against the Seattle Mariners. So the White Sox on Tuesday lost to the Pirates 6-3. Yasmani Grandal came in with a pinch-hit home run, but the Pirates scored 4 later, took the lead and won. And then on Wednesday, the White Sox won 4-3. A Yasmani Grandal double gave the White Sox the lead. And then the White Sox welcomed the Mariners for the first time and since the season started all the way in April. The White Sox would lose the first two games, 9-3 and 3-2. But on Sunday, a huge 4 RBI day from Zach Collins helped the White Sox win and kind of end the weekend with a win. I think it's always important for a team, especially when you're on, you know, like a losing skid and, you know, you need a win. And that's what the White Sox did. So going into our first subject, this losing skid had basically started when the White Sox went to Houston and has not gone well. And what I mean by that is this Sunday, the last game yesterday, I should say, was the most runs the White Sox scored in over a week. Before that game, the most runs the White Sox scored was 4. So obviously this losing skid has kind of, you could say, formed or happened because of the slumping offense. You know, and Jose Abreu hasn't really seen the ball well. Tim Anderson this past week hasn't seen the ball as well as he usually does. Yoan Moncada hasn't seen the ball as well. He still gets on base. You know, Yasmani Grandal, weirdly, he is the hottest hitter on the team. And it's just so weird to think just because of, you know, when you think of Yasmani, you think, oh, he just gets walks. He has been a force at the plate as of late. And especially in the RBI category because he had 7 RBIs this week, 4 walks, and 2 home runs. I mean, it's not a bad week at all for Yasmani. That's a good week for him. So you look at this, and the starting pitching, I think, is kind of, I wouldn't say not deforming, but, you know, obviously the way they started, it's so hard to keep that up because how they started was like historic. No, they don't. I can't remember the last time a rotation like that started that good. So we saw Lance Lynn struggle a little bit. We saw Rodon struggle a little bit against the Mariners. So I think it was catching up a little bit, and obviously how the offense has been playing as of late, that hasn't been helping as well, because this offense, as we know, has its moments where they can score 10 runs easily. But it also has those days where it makes a mediocre pitcher look like he's a Cy Young candidate, which for a team like the White Sox, who you expect to, you know, play in the playoffs and hopefully the World Series and win the World Series, you're going to be facing the best pitching you've seen all year. You're going to be, how do I say this? You're going to see a bunch of Cy Young candidates. When it comes to that time, I think, you know, you're going to see guys like Gerrit Cole, possibly Shane Bieber, depending on his health, and the Indians, obviously, if they make the playoffs. But, you know, you see a guy like Gerrit Cole, and we remember last time he pitched against the White Sox. You go to the Astros, Zach Greinke, a tough guy to face. They have a couple, you know, good pitchers as well. Boston, Eovaldi. You go to the Rays, depending on Glasnow's injury. You also go to the Blue Jays. Hyun-Jin Ryu is a great pitcher. Robbie Ray, I mean, he looked amazing when he faced the White Sox. So, I mean, obviously the AL pitching isn't as good and deep as the NL pitching, but still, let's say you do make the World Series. Who knows? Maybe the Mets make a run. Jacob deGrom. Who knows? Maybe the Nationals make a run. Max Scherzer. Steven Strasburg. What about the Brewers? Freddie Peralta. Brandon Woodruff. Corbin Burns. You know, the Giants. Kevin Gausman, who's been amazing. And Johnny Cueto. The Dodgers. Bueller. I mean, Urias. Kershaw, Bauer, you go to the Padres, Lamet, Snell, Darvish. I mean, that's the thing for the White Sox, and obviously, like, they're not healthy. You're missing Aloy, you're missing Luis, you're missing Madrigal. Now you're missing Jose. We don't know for how long. Adam Engel's been hurt. Adam Eaton's been hurt. So, obviously, the injury card isn't going to last that long. I guess the good news is, as of right now, only Nick Madrigal is set to miss for the whole year. So you're going to have those guys like Luis and Aloy back who are guys that are hard to beat, you know. So I feel like, yeah, the White Sox are very injured. But I don't think you can keep using that as an excuse when it comes to the offense, because you still have Tim Anderson. You still have Yoan Moncada, Jose Abreu, still Yasmani Grandal. You know, so you still have guys that are can hit the ball. So I feel like for the White Sox, it's just maybe relaxing and not putting too much pressure on themselves. I think, like I said, with all the injuries, they might be putting all this pressure on themselves and saying, hey, we got to go. And they might be going up every at-bat trying to do too much just because they're worried that maybe the back end of their lineup can't do anything, which is, sometimes they don't do it, but sometimes they do. But I think for the White Sox, just play their game. I think, you know, these past weeks they've been playing another team's game. You know, they haven't been playing their true approaches at the plate. I feel like they've been very aggressive, but aggressive in a way to where they're expanding their zones and swinging at pitches maybe they wouldn't have swung at, you know, in previous games if all the guys were healthy. So I feel like for the White Sox, they just got to, you know, get out of panic mode and just, they're here for a reason. I mean, with all these injuries, they're still in first place. One of the best teams in the MLB. I think you look at that and you're like, all right, let's cool down. Take it game by game. Before you know it, Luis and Aloy are back. Jose is healthy. You know, Kopech's coming out of the bullpen. Adam Eaton, Adam Engel are both back. So I think for them, they got to take it game by game and just say, hey, here we go. We start a little winning. And then before you know it, here's Aloy. Here's Luis. And now the lineup's basically looking like it did last year, but with a couple additions, which we'll talk about later in the show. So I feel like the White Sox just need to, you know, calm down, maybe assess themselves, say, hey, let's not panic. Let's just play our brand of baseball. So now, you know, going about how we were talking about the offensive slumps, obviously the injuries we're talking about, we're going into our next subject about how have the White Sox been able to survive with all these injuries? And I think the thing is talent, especially the starting pitching has really helped. But I think when you're down a lot of guys in your lineup and your batting order, and, you know, you're kind of looking for an answer, looking for someone to step up, I think that just shows the true talent of guys like Yasmani Grandal, Jose Abreu, Yoan Moncada, and Tim Anderson, because it's not every day you lose a silver slugger like Aloy and a future superstar in Luis Robert and a 300 hitter like Nick Madrigal. So I feel like for the White Sox, who are losing a lot of starters, or have lost a lot of starters, for them still to be this is very impressive because, like I said, I think this also just shows the true talent from Yoan, Tim, Jose, Yasmani, and some of the other bench guys like Zach Collins, Yermin Mercedes, who's, you know, kind of in a slump, not in a slump. You know, so for these guys to really keep the White Sox in first place and maintain that first place for a couple months now, I think just shows the true talent on this team. I think it's very dangerous when these guys do come back, because when they do come back, these superstars and Yoan, Tim, and Jose and Yaz, they have a safety net then. You know, they don't have to go up there trying to hit a home run maybe every pitch because they don't know if the next guy will get on base. Now you have all these guys that can do damage to the baseball, and you're like, all right, I'll let him do his at-bat, and I'll do my at-bat. So I feel like for the White Sox, it's been impressive, especially for the guys that stepped up, you know, the guys who got signed late or just came up from AAA, who have really shown their potential and maybe said, hey, we're pretty good too, even though the spots on the White Sox are very thin because of how talented the team is. So I feel like for them, like I said, I miss all those people, but still to, you know, be in the position they're in, I think it is very impressive, and some people might not agree, and, you know, that's the case, it's the case. But I just feel like you look at this and you see the true talent and leadership from the guys who are healthy on the White Sox, and you have to be excited for when those guys do come back, because I do know the guys healthy right now are ready for them to come back and ready to explode. So our last subject before the break, trade deadline coming up. There has been one name for the White Sox that seems to be happening. Maybe there's a lot of cryptic messaging, I would say. I mean, I don't know how you would say it, but it seems like Eduardo Escobar, who is on the Diamondbacks, might be on the White Sox. We don't know. There have been reports from verified Twitter accounts and people that Eduardo Escobar could be on his way to the Chicago White Sox. Question is, what do you give up? There's been names like Zach Collins, or I heard Jake Berger, but I think one thing you have to realize is that Eduardo Escobar is only a rental player. But my thing is that he has been a guy I've also would like to see the White Sox go after someone like Mitch Haniger. They need probably a right fielder would be nice. Or so they can put a loin at DH, because Yermin, I don't know what he's going to be at the time when everyone's healthy, but you look at Mitch Haniger, but I think second base is their biggest need right now, just because that's a position they need to fill, because Nick Madrigal is out for the year. So I think you look at a guy like Eduardo Escobar, Trevor Story, or Adam Frazier. Those, I think, are your top three guys you approach to replace Madrigal just for this year at second base. Then if you want to move to the outfield, obviously there's Mitch Haniger, or Starling Marte on the Marlins. There's Joey Gallo on the Rangers. There's also Ketel Marte on the Diamondbacks. So the White Sox have a lot of options when it comes to trades. And like we said, Eduardo Escobar seems to be the most likely fit at the moment. Obviously, a lot can transpire in a couple of hours, a couple of days. Hey, but I feel like it's going to really be interesting what the Diamondbacks do ask for, just because Eduardo Escobar, look, he's a good player, but he's not a great player. You know, and that's why I think the White Sox really want him, just because they know he can be cheap. I mean, he's 32 years old. He's on the last year of his contract. You know, this year he's having a nice year. I mean, 17 home runs, which would be first on the White Sox. 52 RBIs. He's batting .253 with a non-base percentage of .298, but a slugging of .481, so he's definitely had himself a good season. The strikeout rate is high for him. He's at 68 at the moment, but I mean, he's a lefty bat, or a switch hitter bat, I should say, and I feel like for just 1 year or half a year, he'd be a perfect substitution for Nick Madrigal. And we'll see. There's also Trevor Story and Adam Frazier. I think, though, but if you go for those guys, you're going to have to give up a lot. Trevor Story, you know, he's been an all-around guy. He's 28 years old, so he still has a lot of life to him. He's a free agent after this year as well, but he's a guy with a lot of potential. I mean, he's a guy with the same kind of batting average as Eduardo Escobar, but a way better on-base percentage. But I think the best guy in this whole trade is Adam Frazier, if there was a case. Adam Frazier has had himself one heck of a season, and he's a cheap player. He's 29 years old. He's a free agent after this year, but he is eligible for a reputation, so he might not be a free agent, but we'll see how that one would go. But, I mean, he's got 98 hits. He leads the league in hits. He's batting .331 with an on-base percentage of .401. He's having himself one heck of a 2021, and I feel like if the White Sox were to go for him, it would cost them the most. Out of those three guys, I feel like Adam Frazier would cost the most just because this guy is a hitting machine. I mean, in the last 5 games, or I should say 10 games, he has 4 multi-hit games. This guy is good, and you know, he's kind of like a better Nick Madrigal and a more powerful Nick Madrigal as well. So my personal bet would be Adam Frazier, but I think the White Sox kind of realize we can get Eduardo Escobar for cheaper, and I think the White Sox, that would be a good start. I mean, Eduardo Escobar cannot be the only guy you get if you're the White Sox. So for them, I think if I were a GM, if I were a con, I would go for Adam Frazier first, Trevor Story, then Eduardo Escobar, but the cheapest is Eduardo, but the best player is Adam Frazier. So I'm not a GM, Rakan is, and that's for him to decide. So we're going to go to our break and our ads by Manscaped and Anchor, and after that, we're going to take a look at this week's games and give our bold predictions, which is brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure to use our code SHY and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. Breaking news. This is an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your public service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the US and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code SHY, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems like Manscaped worked with Elon Musk engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Now, what makes this trimmer different than all the other trimmers? It has a new multifunction on and off switch, which you can engage a travel lock, which is created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks-wise, it's sleek with a two-tone matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil-stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show that mower off loud and proud. The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHY, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you. So you get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHY, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and use the code SHY. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Welcome back to White Sox Nation Podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed the show so far. If you're just tuning in, we've talked about White Sox trade targets, what's going on with the losing skid, and why, though, even though they've been losing the past games, it's still impressive what they're doing on the field. So we're going to take a look at this week's matchups, which are brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure you get that all new and approved lawnmower 4.0. So the White Sox will start off this week with a four-game set against the Minnesota Twins, and then they'll finish the week off with a three-game set against the Detroit Tigers. So on Monday, today, they will be facing the Twins, and on the mound it will be, at the guaranteed rate in Chicago, Illinois, it'll be Kenta Maeda for the Twins and Lucas Giolito for the White Sox. On Tuesday, it'll be Bailey Auber for the Twins and Dylan Cease for the White Sox. On Wednesday, it will be Jose Barrios for the Twins and Carlos Rodon for the White Sox. And in the first game of July, on Thursday, it's going to be undecided for the Twins and Lance Lynn for the Chicago White Sox. And then the White Sox will travel for a three-game set against the Detroit Tigers. It's going to be the first game, Dallas Keuchel versus Willy Peralta. The second game on Saturday will be Lucas Giolito versus Casey Mize. And then on Sunday, on 4th of July, to round out this week, it will be Dylan Cease and Tarik Skubal. I think the White Sox need to go 5-2 or 6-1. They've been losing the past games. It's frustrating. They need to come out on top, you know, play their brand of baseball, the Southside baseball, you know, maybe gain a couple games on Cleveland, who are battling injuries as well. I think this could be a great week for the White Sox. And I think, you know, 6-1 or 5-2 is, I mean, if they go 4-3, I guess that's all right, but I would hate to see a 4-3 against two teams in the division, especially two teams that are under 500. So now it's time for the bold predictions that are brought to you by Manscaped. Use our code SHY and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. I think the first one is Tim Anderson has himself a four-hit game this week. I think TA is going to find himself. You know, you're facing familiar foes in the Twins in Detroit. So I think, you know, a four-hit game for him. I think Yoán Moncada has a multi-home run game. I think Yoán's been a little quiet in terms of the power surge. So maybe, Yoán can find some room in the outfield to hit one out. Third bold prediction will be is the White Sox starters give up a total of 7 earned runs in 7 games. It's a tough one, but this rotation has seemed to do well against division opponents. And this week, they play 7 times against their division opponents. So I think we could see maybe a big week from the starting rotation. And the last one is the White Sox go 7-0 this week. For the White Sox, their team, once they catch fire, they don't stop. And we saw that earlier this year. I mean, they caught fire and they weren't stopping at all. Now they got a little bit of a cold, but now it's time to brush it off and start a hot streak. So those are the bold predictions, which are brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure to tune in every Monday, and you can listen to the White Sox Nation podcast on every podcasting platform. This is your host, Jack Thiel, signing off and saying, have a great day, everybody.